You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and here in the studio with me is Astrid Klein and Mark Dytham. Yes, from Principal Architects for Klein Dytham. Welcome so much. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Hello.
Great to be here.
Astrid and Mark will be representing their firm at tonight's Alaska Design Forum presentation. Also here in the studio is Christine, representing Alaska Design Forum.
Hi.
We're sharing mics. Most people know what Alaska Design Forum is, but Klein Dytham Architects, let's hear a little bit about you. We'll start with you, Astrid. How did you become interested in architecture?
Architecture is, for me, a form of art, and it's like big art installation. You have lots of colors and textures and shapes and the light hitting them. So it's probably not the classic way of looking at architecture, but it's pretty good fun.
Yeah, art with a function. And what's been one of your favorite projects so far since you founded the firm?
Oh, that's always a difficult question.
Yeah.
You know, it's having many projects. It's like having many children, and you don't actually prefer one child over another. They all have their quirks and their beautiful sides, and so you love them for that.
What was the most recent thing you finished?
The most recent project is in Bangkok. It's called Open House. And it's a 4,500 square meter bookstore cum food court, food court. There are about 14 restaurants in it, and also a nice kids space and a co-working space. So a little bit of everything in it, so you can spend the whole day there because Bangkok is so hot outside. And so people are really looking for a urban oasis. But we'll talk about that later today. So you're all welcome to come and listen.
Sounds good. Mark, what interested you about living and working as an architect in Tokyo?
Well, when I was at college, you'd always get these magazines, these Japanese magazines, with all these amazing things going on in Japan. And there we were stuck in the UK with really strict planning and the Royal Fine Arts Commission. You couldn't do everything. Everything had to be traditional and the planners were overzealous. But everything seemed possible in Japan. So there was this real attraction to go and live and work there if we could, you know. But everybody said it was kind of impossible because you've got to speak the language. But most people had never been. We went there in 88. And it was a challenge then, even just finding addresses for people to write to because there was no internet. How do you find the address of an architect in Japan, you know?
If you don't speak the language either.
Exactly. But I think the fascination there is that there's no visual planning. Anything goes. And because the city's been rebuilt many times after the earthquake or it was firebombed during the war, there isn't this weight of history there. Everything is built almost in a temporary way. I mean, 10 or 15, 20 years, but it doesn't have this historic weight that buildings did in Europe made of stone and brick, you know. So it's a fascinating place.
That's really interesting. I never thought of it like that. A lot more flexibility that way.
Exactly.
Well, together you've established the firm Klein Dytham, which is described as a multidisciplinary design practice. What does that mean, multidisciplinary?
Well, we are architects, but we do a lot of interior work as well. We also run an art space in Tokyo called Super Deluxe. And out of that art space, we run a global show and tell format called Pechakucha, which is the sound, which means the sound of chit chat in Japanese. And it's a way where architects and designers can show and share their work, but they only get 20 seconds. They get 20 images shown for 20 seconds each, so 400 seconds. The next person's on. And this has spread from our art space in Tokyo to 1,000 cities around the world, including Anchorage. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty nice. You should have one here.
Yeah, Pechakucha Night. So that was your idea, and it started in 2003. How did you come up with it? What made you want to do that?
Well, we had this art space, and we had to find an event for nights that are not so lively. It's easy to have events on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, but how about, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday? And, you know, we had this, we actually brewed a beer with friends of ours who are brewers called Tokyo Ale. And of course, we needed people to drink Tokyo Ale.
Of course.
So it was also the time when Keynote appeared, and the digital camera. So it was really easy to, and we had these little show and tells in the office, you know, kind of people taking photographs on the construction site, coming back to the office and showing them, or, you know, going on a little lecture trip and showing the people left in the office what it was like. And so we thought, well, maybe we should kind of make an event out of it. And but as everybody knows, you know, architects talking too much.
Especially me. You
know. And so better have a strict format there. So hence the 20 images that auto forward every 20 seconds. So there's no going back. And 6 minutes, 40 seconds later, the next presenter is on.
And it spread really. We never asked anybody to run an event elsewhere. People just came and saw it in Tokyo. So, oh, I'd like to take that back to my city. And this thing off it spread. And yeah, it's amazing. We've grown by 13 cities this year already. So in a couple of months, 13 new cities have joined. So it's great.
That's terrific. Did you imagine it would catch on like it
no
did?
No idea. Else we'd have called it something a little bit more easier to pronounce than Pechakucha.
Or
we say Pechakucha in Japanese, but yeah, it's kind of funny.
Yeah, well, we like our day job, really, you know, so architecture and
doing
projects.
But it is interesting how it all does feed back into a circle, and the content is really important in architecture. The building is only 50% finished when it's made. The other 50% is the content and what goes on inside. And so by running events like Pechakucha, we learn to how to program the buildings.
That's fascinating stuff. Again, Astrid and Mark will be the speakers at tonight's Alaska Design Forum. Astrid, I'll have you pass the mic to Christine, and she can finish it up with by giving us the details of that.
Sure. It's downstairs here tonight at 360 North. I never say that right, though. It has a different...
It's at 360. Okay. In the KTOO studios.
At 6 o'clock. It's $5 for students, $15 for adults, and you should come and listen to these wonderful... They're great. I've been hanging out with them all day, and they're great fun.
They look pretty cool.
They are pretty cool. and they already, I think, are in love with Alaska. Mark's talking about bringing his family back. So.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. Wow. And I hear the weather's like this every day.
This is exactly how it is all the time. Thanks so much for being here. Your website is gorgeous. There are lots of lovely photos of your work at KleinDytham.com. And Alaska Design Forum also has a lot of details on their website, AlaskaDesignForum.org. Again, thanks so much for being here today. Have a great time tonight.
Thanks, Shelley.
Thanks,
Shelley. See you all tonight.